And welcome back to KNDY. We're now joined by Scott Brown, head boys basketball coach for the Marysville Bulldogs. Coach, last year you finished the season 12-8. What do you have coming back, and what are some of this year's team goals?
Well, we return quite a few guys that have some varsity experience. I think we return 8 lettermen. We only lost one senior. But we got a lot of guys coming back that played meaningful varsity minutes last year. And we got some good skill with those guys. There's some good athleticism there. This team, freshman to seniors, probably has more athleticism than any team I've ever coached. But skill-wise and defensive intensity and toughness, those are things that we really need to improve upon. Been happy so far this year through our practices. We're sharing the ball better than we did this past year and we did this summer. We've got a ways to go with our defensive intensity and how tough we play and those types of things. But goal-wise, we truly don't set, we want to win the league. We want to win sub-state. We want to beat these 2-3 teams. Our goal is to work as hard as we possibly can every single day, and wherever wins and losses fall, they fall. But if we can just focus on bringing it every single day to practice and playing like we practice, that's one thing we've struggled with the past couple of years is we kill each other in practice and then we don't in games. And that's something that we're trying to emphasize more this year is be those dirty dogs in the game that are willing to take the charges and die for loose balls. And well, let's kill each other in practice and then go kill for each other in the game.
You open the season with 2 games in the opening week. You never really know what to expect out of teams this early in the year, but what do you expect to see this week? Or is it more the focus on what your team can do more than the opponents?
Oh, that's for sure always the focus. You know, when we prepare for a team, for our practice and preparation for another team, we spend a little time talking about the other team's strengths and weaknesses and those types of things, but the majority of the time, we worry about ourselves. You listen to any great coach in any sport, the focus is on your guys and your improvement and executing the things you want to get done. And the things I've learned over the years is that's what we control. We don't control what the other team does. We don't control what the officials do. We control what we do, and that's what our focus needs to be on.
Who do you feel will be some of your tougher opponents this season?
Oh, Abilene will be pretty good. Nemaha, as always, will be really good. Riley County on the schedule will be tough. Wamego will always be tough. Thing about small school kids like Axtell and coming off a great football season, they're going to have competitors, and you love coaching guys like that. They're going to come out ready to go. Centralia just came off a great football season. They're going to have a bunch of competitors, and Rock Creek's got some good guys coming back. I mean, there's going to be a lot of tough games on the schedule, but we're pretty confident with the guys we have. We got a pretty deep group in our varsity. We've got 11, 12 guys that can step in and get the job done for us, so we're pretty confident with our team. If we can really improve upon those things like defensive intensity and toughness and sharing the basketball with each other, we could have a really good season.
We're speaking with Scott Brown, head boys basketball coach for the Marysville Bulldogs. Coach, good luck, and I look forward to speaking with you throughout the season.
Sounds great. Thank you, sir.
That's Scott Brown, head boys basketball coach for the Marysville Bulldogs here on KNDY.
Family owned and operated, Tension Envelope is a proud supporter of all Marysville activities. One of the leading producers of envelopes and nationwide distribution, Tension produces over 11 billion envelopes per year with plants from coast to coast. Tension says good luck to the Marysville Bulldogs and the Lady Dogs.
You make the right choices every day. Shouldn't you get credit for it? We think so. That's why we want to put you in the driver's seat when it comes to your auto insurance. Talk to your local team at Farm Bureau to learn about Drivology and see how your safe driving skills could help you save up to 30% on your auto insurance premium. Come see me, Brian Crott, at Farm Bureau in Marysville, Kansas, to learn more today.
Welcome back to KNDY. We're now joined by Axtell Eagle head boys basketball coach Jason Tynan. Coach, last year you finished 9-12 in a season where it seemed injuries really hampered you to ever really get things going. But what do you have coming back, and what are some of this year's team goals?
Returning players for us this year. Obviously, Quinn, 4-year starter for us, will be back. Mitch Bessing, 2-year starter, and Derek Bessing and Clark Warner, both 2-year starters. We returned some guys that played pivotal minutes for us. When they were freshmen, sophomores, a lot of these kids made state. Pieces to build around, and like you said, injuries last year, kind of, we never seemed to get going because of that. It always seemed like somebody was sick, somebody was out. I think we played like 3 or 4 games with our full roster. It seems that everybody's healthy after a long football run. You know, we don't have much practice time, but I'm excited to see us all back out there and see if we can put some things together here.
You talked about football, obviously, with the success of the football team. You got a little bit of a late start. However, you do have two games this week. It's generally hard to predict what you will see out of your opponents early in the year. But what do you expect to see?
With Marysville and Waubunsee, both aggressive man teams that come out and they get after you, especially on the defensive side of things. Without having much practice time, we're definitely going to have to take care of the ball a little bit. You know, I figure we'll struggle shooting. Hopefully, we can get some shots up here and hopefully be ready to prepare. We've played these teams the last 5 or 6 years, so we kind of know what they have and know what they do. Getting in shape and getting game ready will be a struggle for the first couple weeks.
Once again, the TVL looks to be fairly competitive, so what do you think will be some of your tougher opponents this season?
Well, it is the TVL, so all the opponents are tough. You can't take a night off. Look for Valley Heights, Centralia, Hanover, the typicals. Clifton Clyde will be up there. Frankfort will be tough. There's so many games that you have to play your best to win, and you can't sleep on anybody in the TVL, but it'll be a fun year. I think there's some balance in it. I don't think there's anyone that's head over heels better than anybody else. Probably the most balanced league that I've seen in the last 4 or 5 years. It'll be a fun year and great to see kids step up around the league and come out. It'll be some fun once we get March at the end of the year and heading on to regionals and sub-state. I think there'll be some really good teams and a lot of tradition will be shown and built there at the end.
We're speaking with Axtell Boys head basketball coach Jason Tynan. Coach, good luck this season and look forward to speaking to you throughout the year.
Thanks, Ben.
That's Jason Tynan, head boys basketball coach for the Axtell Eagles here on KNDY.
And welcome back to Axtell High School. We are in the progress already. They decided to only go 12 minutes in between the two ball games, and my in-between games was set. Marysville is leading 3-0. Matt Holly hit a three-pointer. We're at 7:18 to go here in the first quarter. Marysville on top 3-0. We'll get to your starters here in just a moment. Quinn Bussing from the right wing. He'll put up a three-point shot. No good. It's going to go out of bounds, and I think Holly had a piece of it. Nope. They will say it's Marysville ball. Jackson Rader, Owen Niefeld, Dalton Denner, Kobe Schrader, and Matt Holly is the starting lineup for Marysville, and Schrader will hit a jumper in the lane. So Marysville on top. 5-0. Mitchell Bussing, Quinn Bussing, Derek Bussing, Clark Werner, and George Bully are the starters for Axtell. And a three-point shot by Mitchell Bussing gets Axtell up on the board. Marysville on top, 5-3, 6:35 to go here in the first quarter. And a charge was taken by George Bully. And so the first foul of the ball game is going to go on Owen Niefeld. Axtell bobbles with the inbound. Clark Werner had to kind of go behind his back. That's on the floor, but it'll stay Axtell ball. Quinn Bussing inbounds it to Clark Werner. Werner bringing the ball up the floor. He'll cross midcourt, comes around to the right side behind the back. Now drives to the free throw line. Up top over to Derek Bussing. Bobbles with it over to Mitchell Bussing. Bussing swings it over to Volley. Volley back out to Werner. Werner goes underneath the basket, dumps it off to Mitchell Bussing. He'll put it up in and in good. 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. We're tied at 5. Rader with the ball. Over to the right side. Back up top, Jackson. Now swings it over to Schrader. And the ball will go out of bounds. It'll be Axtell ball. J.J. Hart will come in for George Foley. The conditioning for Axtell will be interesting to see. Bussing, Quinn Bussing's pass is tipped and taken away. Marysville coming back the other side. Long three at the top. Shot no good. J.J. Hart with a rebound for Axtell, and he'll flip it a little bit too hard to Mitchell Bussing. It'll go out of bounds. As we heard here in the pregame from Coach Jason Tynan, I mean, they just did a little bit of a light practice walkthrough yesterday. Of course, late start due to playing in the state championship game of football. They've had not much time. Marysville with the ball. We've got a foul here underneath. as Schrader got it, and he was fouled. I believe that was on Werner, and he was. His first. Dalton Denner inbounds it underneath to Schrader, and he'll put it up and in. Marysville back on top, 7-5. Quickly down the floor, swatted away by Denner. J.J. Hart picks up the loose ball over to Mitchell Bussing. He'll put up his long shot, no good. Rebounded by Denner. Denner quickly up the floor. He'll cross midcourt. Down the left side to Rader. Rader drives, shot off the mark, no good. Fights for it, gets his own rebound. Back out top, over to Niefeld. Niefeld to Denner. His pass is kicked by either J.J. Hart or Quinn Bussing. I believe it's Quinn. 4:46 to play here in this fast-paced first quarter. Marysville on top, 7-5. Denner will inbound it underneath his own basket. Gets it in to Rader. Rader now to Denner. Denner in the paint, pump fake. Nice little move. Shot off the mark. No good. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll stay Marysville ball. Nice little pump fake there by Dalton Denner. Denner will inbound it. On the baseline, lobs it up high to Holly. It's tipped out of his hands. Niefeld's there. Back to Holly. Now to Denner. Pump fake and a little bit of stutter step. He's called for the travel. 4:35 to play here in the first quarter. Marysville on top, 7-5. Clark Werner with the ball over to Quinn Bussing, and he's called for the travel. Isaac Detweiler, the freshman, will check into the ball game for Axtell. There's a little ball. Niefeld. Now over to Schrader. Schrader into Holly. Holly, turnaround shot, no good, and he is fouled. He's going to go to the line. He'll be shooting two. That's Derek Bussing's first foul, team second. Matt Holly with 3 points, looking to add. He'll get two opportunities here from the line. First one, no good. Holly, the 6'4 senior, second opportunity on the way. It is up, and he'll hit it. He's got four. Got some substitutions coming in for Marysville. Breyer O'Neill and Brayton Faulkner. Clark Werner with the ball, and he's tightly guarded by O'Neill. So Breyer O'Neill wasting no time to get in the scorebooks. Unfortunately, it's in the foul category and not the points. Quinn Bussing will inbound it on the baseline, gets it in to Clark Werner. Werner bringing the ball up the floor behind the back. Nice little move now over to Quinn Bussing. He'll dribble, penetrate the lane. He is fouled. 4:08 to play here in the first quarter. Marysville on top, 8-5. And they get they got that on O'Neill. So O'Neill with two fouls. And Quinn Bussing at the line hits it. And Bussing will hit the second one. Bully, just as the free throw was in the air, head to the scores table, so he'll be able to check back in. Clark Werner out. O'Neill with the ball over the left wing. Up top over to Holly. Holly to Denner. Denner hands it off to Rader. Rader gets a pick, comes around the left side. Out top to Holly. He'll dribble penetrate. Then we got a whistle here on the other side along the baseline. Obviously away from the ball. And Derek Bussing will now pick up his second. Mitchell Bussing will check back in. Dalton Denner underneath the basket, gets it to Holly. Holly can't really bring in the pass. It was tightly contested by Quinn Bussing. It goes out of bounds. And Axtell will get it back with 3:52 to go here in the first quarter. Marysville on top, 8-7. J.J. Hart over to Volley. Volley up top to Quinn Bussing. Bussing Going to Isaac Detweiler. It's tipped, and J.J. Hart's there to pick it up. They're going to go back to Quinn Bussing, and it's knocked out of bounds, and let's see what the call. Looks like it's going to stay Axel ball. Volley with it in the corner, guarded by Dalton Denner. Volley looking. Going to go way over to the right side to Mitchell Bussing. Bussing to Quinn. Quinn drives in the lane. Goes up high off the glass. No good. Fight for the rebound. Holly comes up with it. Here comes Marysville. Raider quickly up the floor. He's going to drive and foul on the floor. It's on Detweiler. Isaac will pick up his first foul. Inbound to Holly. Holly quickly now over to O'Neill. O'Neill to Denner. Denner top of the key. Squares up. Now back to O'Neill. O'Neill back to Denner. Denner drives to the free throw line. Turns. Kicks it out over to Holly. Holly drives. Floater in the lane. It's short. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it out over to Denner. Denner drives. Back out. What do we got here? 3-second violation on Marysville. So substitution in for the Bulldogs as Alex White will check in, and so will Ben Kirkland. One-point lead for Marysville, 8-7, 3:04 to go here in the first quarter. J.J. Hart will bring it up across midcourt, goes to Quinn Bussing, now to Volley. Volley dribble penetrates to the block, turns, kicks it out over to Mitchell. Mitchell shot short, rebounded underneath by Kirkland. Kirkland now over the right side to O'Neill. O'Neill, he's going to drive baseline, stops, kicks it out. Three-point shot on the way, shot no good. J.J. Hart with a rebound. Hart quickly up the floor. He'll drive across midcourt, goes to the left side. Quinn Bussing with the ball, top of the key, over to the right side. Now by Isaac Detweiler. Back to Quinn. Quinn, three-pointer on the wing, shot rims in and out, no good. Rebounded by Faulkner. Faulkner. One dribble over to Raider. Raider over to the left side. Faulkner back to Kirkland. Kirkland hands it off to Raider. Top of the key. He'll get a pick. Drives to the left to O'Neill beyond the three-point line. He'll drive, and he's going to kind of trip over Volley's feet. Unfortunately, Volley will pick up the foul for that. That'll be number one on the junior, George Volley. No shooting. 15 foul. Inbound to Denner. Quickly over to O'Neill. Up top to Raider. Back to O'Neill. Pump fake. One dribble. Back to Raider. Detweiler almost got a piece of it. Now over to Kirkland. Nice little pump fake. Got his defender in the air. Couldn't bring up the shot, though. Quinn Bussing comes up with a rebound. Bussing. Nice little pass to J.J. Hart on the right side. Near the sideline. Up to Volley. Volley. Bounce pass is low to Detweiler. Back to Quinn. Quinn Bussing drives baseline, comes back to the right side. Up top to Volley. Volley, pump fake. Left side over to Mitchell Bussing, and a timeout taken. We'll take one as well. 8-7 Marysville. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
1:36 to play here in the first quarter. Marysville on top, 8-7. And a very fast-paced but low-scoring ball game here so far. Obviously, both teams, like I said, first game of the season for everybody here. Players, coaches, refs, me. Werner back into the ball game for Axel. Now to J.J. Hart. He'll get the inbound. Dribbles right, goes left, comes back right. Intercepted by Faulkner. Faulkner now over to O'Neill. O'Neill drives and turns and got a whistle here. Let's see who they're going to call this on. It's on J.J. Hart. Well, inbound it to Faulkner. Faulkner, one dribble, puts it up. Shot rolls in and out. No good. Rebound underneath. That one's no good. We're going to have a foul here. Looks like it's going to go against Marysville. Set on Kirkland, it is. That's his first, team's fourth. Marysville leaves it 8-7. Quinn busting for Axel, over to J.J. Hart. J.J., one dribble. No, keeps with the dribble. Over to the right side to Quinn. Quinn down to the right side. Over to Mitchell Bussing. Bussing back into J.J. Out over to Quinn. Bussing for three. Shot front of the rim. Rims in and out. No good. Rebounded by Owen Niefeld. Niefeld quickly up to four. Nice little move. Dumps it off into Faulkner. It's tipped away. J.J. Hart comes up with it. Here comes Axel. Quickly up to four. The left side to Isaac Detweiler. Loose ball on the floor. O'Neal has it, and he'll get it up over. Marysville with the ball. Niefeld quickly up the floor. He's going to drive in the lane. Up and good. Niefeld in the books. He's got 2 points. Marysville leads it 10-7. 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Quinn Bussing with the ball in the corner. Picks up his dribble. Now to J.J. Hart. Hart looks left. Now he'll dribble left. Skips it over to Mitchell. Mitchell Bussing drives. Loses the handle on the ball. Fight for it. And Niefeld's going to come up with it for Marysville. Niefeld, 2-on-2, little kind of Euro step, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Quinn Bussing, 10 seconds. Long pass to Mitchell. Mitchell drives, layup, too hard, rolls in and out, no good. Marysville coming back the other way. Over to Niefeld. Niefeld, pump fake, at the buzzer, no good. So at the end of the first quarter, Marysville leads it 10-7. You're listening to High School Basketball on KNDY.
The 2020s have arrived at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville, including the Chevy Silverado 1500 and 2500 model pickups, the new 2020 Chevy Equinox, Buick Encore Preferred, and three 2020 Buick Enclave Essence. Plus, they have one remaining 2019 Chevy Silverado 1500 model pickup. It's the Trail Boss Edition at the Norris Motor Company.
Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington offers sales, template, and installation of countertops, including quartz, solid surface, and Corian. Visit CromieLumber.com or stop in 609 Carolina in Marysville or 200 Ballard in Washington. For your next kitchen remodel project, see Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
And we put 8 more minutes up on the clock. 10-7. Marysville with the lead. As we start, refs put the ball in play, and Marysville will inbound it. As they get the ball to start the second quarter. Niefeld with the ball near the top of the key. Over to Dalton Denner. Denner now over to Holly. Holly quickly over to the right side. Over to Niefeld. Niefeld dribble penetrates. Over carry on Schrader. As he kind of got it on the right side, kind of trying to get around a pick. Carried the ball on the right. Over to Werner. Werner now over to Quinn Bussing. Bussing loses the handle, but he'll get it back. Right wing beyond the three-point line. Now over to Mitchell. Mitchell Bussing to the left side to Werner. Werner to Volley. Volley pump fake. Dumps it off underneath to Quinn. Quinn's Bussing shot off the mark. No good. Dalton Denner with a rebound. Denner up the floor for Marysville. He'll drive. Thought about a three. Over to Holly. Holly, left side. He'll get it right back. Three-pointer on the way, and it is good for Matt Holly, and that's his second three-pointer of the ballgame. He's got 7 points. 13-7, Marysville with the lead. Mitchell Bussing over to the right side to Volley. Volley, cross-court pass to Werner for three. High-arcing shot. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Denner had it, and then Volley comes from behind. We got a whistle, I believe. George Volley is going to be called for a foul here. No, actually, they're going to call this on Quinn Bussing. It's his first. Colby Talbot now into the ballgame for Axel. And Alex White back into the ballgame for Marysville. Dalton Denner during that little scrum there. I don't know. Well, they just brought a towel. First, I thought maybe he was bleeding, but they gave him a towel. BBTV is here. I don't know if they're zooming in, if they can tell if he's got a bloody nose. Generally, if there is a bloody nose, he's probably going to have to come out. as you see from the BVTV instant action replay. Oh, Coleman Younger. And it looks like that is what the case is, so they're actually on the floor. Some drops of blood on the floor. 6:57 to play here in the first half. Marysville on top, 13-7. Yes, this game will be rebroadcast on BVTV. So if you're listening to this live and would like to watch it again, make sure you check that out. Looks like they got everything cleaned up, and we're ready to go here at the free throw line. Jackson Rayner free throw is good. There's a 1-1, so he'll get another one here. Second one is up. Front of the rim, rolls in and out, no good. Quinn Bussing with a rebound. Bussing quickly up the floor. He'll cross midcourt, goes over to the right side, over to Werner. Werner back up top, over to Volley. Volley dribbles to his right. Now to Werner. Werner going to Quinn Bussing, and he is going to be fouled by Jackson Rayner. Rayner was trying to reach across and get the steal on that. That'll be his first. Team's fifth, so no shooting. Werner inbounds it to Bussing. Bussing, pump fake out. Over to the left side to Volley, and Volley stutter steps, called for the travel. Briar O'Neill back into the ball game for Marysville. 6:37 to go here in the first. It's a one touchdown lead for Marysville, 14-7 over the Axtell Eagles. Looking inside over to Schrader. They don't give it to him. Now over to the left side to Niefeld. Niefeld drops step, kicks it back out over to Holly. Holly now over to O'Neill. O'Neill, what do we got here? We got a foul away from the ball. Looks like it might be on Rayner, at least the way he's acting. And no, it's not. It's going to go against Axel. It's going to be on Volley. That'll be his second. Volley will go out. Isaac Detweiler will check back into the ball game. Ryer O'Neill at the line, shooting a 1-1. Rims in and out, no good. Werner with a rebound. Werner up the floor. He'll cross midcourt. Now he'll hand it off over to Quinn Bussing. Kicks it out over to Mitchell for three. Shot no good. Mitchell Bussing no good on the three-point shot. Marysville coming back the other way, and Mitchell Bussing will knock the pass out of bounds. It'll stay Marysville ball with 6:04 to play here in the first half. 14-7, Marysville with the lead. Ryer O'Neill on the far sideline, will look to inbound it. Looking. Gets it to Schrader. Schrader turns with his back to the basket. Over to Rayner. Rayner down to Holly. Front of the rim, no good. Gets his own rebound. That one's no good. Fight for the ball. Loose on the floor. And we got a jump ball. For a second, I thought maybe he called a foul, but no, it is a jump ball. Not a lot of scoring in this ball game. No, there is a foul. It's going to go against Holly. It'll be his first. And we got Coach Jason Tynan handing the official towel because of that scrum. Floor's a little wet, but as I started to say, not a lot of scoring in this, but boy, I think both teams are still kind of in football mode. They're playing very physical yet. Clark Werner with the ball for Axel. He'll bring it up cross midcourt to Quinn Bussing, going to Mitchell, and pass just kind of goes awry and out of bounds. And Marysville is going to get it back with 5:44 to play here in the second quarter, 14-7. Marysville with the lead. Neat pebble the ball. He'll bring it up cross midcourt. Skip pass over to Schrader. Schrader dumps it off into Holly. Back out over to Rayner for three. Shot side of the rim, no good. And I believe Schrader is going to be called for going over the back. And, yep, that'll be his first, team seventh. So we got a 1-1 situation here as Cody Talbot will go to the line for 1-1. Free throw is up and in and out. No good. Holly with a rebound. pass over to Rader. Rader up the floor. Bounce pass into Schrader. It's tipped away by Talbot. It'll stay Marysville ball. Oh, we've got a foul on Cody Talbot. So Talbot returns the foul on Schrader. Schrader will now go to the line for a 1-1. Next foul for Axel will be the double bonus. Free throw is good. Ben Kirkland back into the ballgame for Marysville. Schrader, second opportunity. It's up, back of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Quinn Bussey. Warner to Mitchell Bussey along the sideline, back to Quinn. Quinn now over to Cody Talbot. Talbot left side to Warner. Warner to Isaac Detweiler, back to Quinn Bussey. He'll drive, little 10-footer, rims in and out, no good. Fight for the rebound, it's still loose and picked up by Schrader. Schrader now over to O'Neal. O'Neal up the floor, he'll go to the top of the key. Back over to Schrader, and he's called for the travel. 4:55 to play here in the second quarter. Brayton Faulkner checking back into the ballgame for Marysville. The Bulldogs lead it 15-7. Clark Warner with the ball. He'll get the inbound from Quinn Bussing, guarded by Briar O'Neal. He'll bring it up across midcourt. Ooh. Picked up the dribble, then kind of moved again, so he's called for the double dribble. Owen Niefeldt will get the ball. He'll bring it up across midcourt. Actually, that's Jackson Rader. Over to Faulkner, now to O'Neal. O'Neal hands it off to Rader. Jackson gets a pick from Holly. Comes around the left side. He'll tack the basket. Shot off the mark, no good. Fight for the board. I think it went off Faulkner, or is there going to be a foul? I think there's going to be a foul called here as the officials are discussing it. Nope, no foul, but it is going to be Axel Wall. Clark running with the ball, quickly up the floor, and come from behind is Kirkland. He'll knock it away. Back the other way, Kirkland bounce pass to Holly. Holly out over to Rader. Rader, 12-footer, it is good. He's got three. That's his first field goal of the ballgame. Marysville now up 10, 17-7 with 4:10 to play here in the second quarter. Cody Talbot the ball near the volleyball line, near midcourt. Over to the right side, over to Mitchell Bussing. Bussing looking for the cutter over to Warner. Now to Detweiler. Detweiler, right wing to Mitchell Bussing. Beyond the three-point line, pivot foot. Over to Warner. Warner, pump fakes. He'll drive baseline. Nice behind the back. Move, dribble. Kicks it out over to Detweiler, and Isaac Detweiler hits the three. That's the first points on the board for Axel here in the second quarter. They trail it 17-10. Marysville with the ball. Over to Kirkland. Kirkland, skip pass over to Rader. Rader, three-point shot, bounces up high off the rim. No good. Holly with a rebound. Over to Faulkner. Nice pass by Holly. Gives it to Brayton Faulkner for two. 19-9. Marysville with a lead. 3:18 to go here in the second quarter. Quinn Bussing with a ball. Now over to Cody Talbot. Talbot, top of the key. Nice pass to Isaac Detweiler, going to the hoop, up and good. Nice look by Cody Talbot. 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Marysville on top, 19-12. O'Neal with a ball and loose ball on the floor, and Axel's going to come up with it. But actually, I was just kind of wondering. Isaac Detweiler had it on the side and then kind of rolled to his back, so he's called for the travel. Alex White back in for Marysville. Also is Dalton Denner back into the ballgame. Denner will inbound it. He'll get it into Faulkner. Faulkner now with a Rader. Rader looking for the cutter. That's Denner. Denner gets it back out. Quickly back to Rader. Rader over to Alex White to Denner. Denner, one dribble to Kirkland. Kirkland back out to Denner. Alex White now with the ball. Picks it up. Over to Faulkner. Faulkner in the lane. Puts it up off the glass and good. Faulkner with 4 points, 21-12. Marysville with a lead, 2:25 to go here in the half. Cody Talbot the ball, squares up to the hoop, guarded by Faulkner. Over to Detweiler near the center circle to J.J. Hart. Hart with a ball, dribbles left. to Talbot in the corner, along the sideline in front of the Marysville bench. Gets it over to Werner. Werner into Quinn Bussing. Bussing, he'll dribble right, spins to his left, still with a dribble, picks it up, over to J.J. Hart. Hart to Isaac Detweiler to Werner. Werner on the wing to Cutting. Quinn Bussing can't handle the pass, but J.J. Hart picks it up, over to Detweiler for three in the corner. Shot no good. Rebounded by Faulkner. Faulkner gives it to Denner. Denner brings up cross midcourt. Over to Kirkland. He'll put up for three. That's off the mark. J.J. Hart with a rebound. 1:38 to go here in the half. 21-12. Marysville with a lead. Axel with the ball. J.J. dribbles around the left side. Still with a dribble. He'll hand it off to Quinn Bussing. Bussing out over to Werner. Werner in the corner. Now to Isaac Detweiler. Bounce pass into Cody Talbot. But he is going to be fouled by Brayton Faulkner. That'll be his first. 1:21 to go here in the half. Marysville on top, 21-12. Still a 1-1. It was on the floor. Brandon Tradel now checking into the ballgame for Marysville. Colby Talbot's free throw is no good. Faulkner with a rebound. Marysville quickly down the other way. Alex White drives. Little floater is good. 1:12 to play here in the half. Marysville on top, 23-12. Clark Werner will over to the right side. Now with a Quinn Bussing. Bussing gives it to Cody Talbot. He is fouled by Faulkner. The shot is no good. He'll go to the line to shoot two. That's Faulkner's second. Colby Talbot at the line. He's yet to score. He's 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Wrestler just making sure how many shots he gets. He clearly was in the act of shooting. And I don't know if he called it, but we'll take it. Hit the back of the rim. Hit the back of the rim and hit the backboard. Just came back in. 1:02 to play here in the second quarter. Talbot back of the rim. Shot no good. Fight for the rebound. It's tipped and it'll go out of bounds. It'll be Marysville ball. Talbot will come out. Derek Bussing back into the ballgame. Bussing had to sit for a while with two fouls. 10-point lead for Marysville. Werner gives it to J.J. Hart. Hart near midcourt. Swings it to the left side to Werner. Werner now to Quinn Bussing in the corner. Back over to Derek Bussing. J.J. Hart back with it. Over to Isaac Detweiler. Right side to Derek Bussing. Going into Quinn. Bobbles with the pass. Nice look over to Werner. Just can't complete. Rolls in and out off the rim. Quickly down the way is Kirkland. And we're going to have a foul here. Detweiler tried to take the charge, but must have been moving just a little bit. As Isaac will pick up his second. You'll see from the BVTV instant action replay if he was set. I think he was moving. I was just following the ball just a little bit. Wasn't really paying attention to the feet. Kirkland's two shots. First one no good. 37 seconds left to play here in the second quarter. I'm sure BVTV will be happy. I won't ask them to do ka-chow sound effects or anything. They can. Kirkland's second free throw is good. Jackson Raider back into the ballgame. 24-13. Marysville with a lead. 37 seconds to play here in the half. Quinn Bussing inbounds it quickly over to Clark Werner. Werner pushing the ball up the floor quickly. All the way into the lane. Underneath the Mitchell Bussing. His shot is swatted away. That was Derek Bussing, excuse me. It'll stay Axel Ball. Clark Werner will inbound it along the baseline. Looking. Gets it in to Derek Bussing. Bussing kicks it to Isaac. Isaac, a little bit of a stutter step. He's called for the travel. Kobe Schrader will inbound it. Holly back into the ballgame. Alex White goes out. Mitchell Bussing back into the ballgame. Derek Bussing will go out. Jackson Rader bringing the ball up the floor. Over the right side, over to Kirkland. Kirkland into Schrader, and Schrader's called for the travel. It's a little bit of sloppiness from both teams here as we wind down the first half. 17.8 seconds left to play in the second quarter. 24-13, Marysville with the lead. J.J. Hart goes out. Derek Bussing, who just came out, goes back in. Clark Horner with the ball, gets the inbound from Quinn Bussing. He'll bring it up across midcourt, goes around the left side to Isaac Detweiler. Detweiler, cross court, and we got a foul here on Schrader. And that'll be his second. And we're now in the double bonus. So Mitchell Bussing at the line to shoot two. First free throw is good. Well, he's got six. He had five in the first quarter. So it's his first points here in the second as we wind down the second quarter. Second free throw, front of the rim, no good. Derek Bussing with a rebound. Turnaround, put it up and good. As we wind down the second quarter, a long shot at the buzzer, no good. And we're at the half. Marysville on top, 24-16. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit copelandinsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Landall Corporation in Marysville is proud of its hardworking team of machinists, welders, fabricators, assemblers, truck drivers, supervisors, and more who provide a homegrown industry and become a worldwide provider of agricultural, trailer, forklift, OEM, and government products. Landall Corporation is accepting applications. Join our team today. Landall Corporation, a proud part of a proud community for over 50 years.
Every family has someone that is hard to buy for during the holiday season, but we're sure that you can put a smile on their face without putting a hole in your wallet with a gift from RX Drug. And with the extra money you'll save, you can stop recycling old gift wrap and find new, exciting patterns for only $1.99 a roll. So whatever it is, a truck for your nephew, a doll for your niece, or new hair products for your stubborn teen, we will make your holiday shopping easier. For all your shopping needs at one convenient location, stop by RX Drug, downtown Marysville.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
It's your land. You know what you need to run your farm operation. And it's a lot more than just seed and soil, livestock and farm machinery. That's why we're here to design a plan that fits your farm, your family, and your life. We're local and we're here to help you grow. Stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Dr. Stanley Nelson, optometrist, offers family vision care for glasses and contact lenses. Call for an appointment at 562-2631. For prompt and courteous service, see Dr. Stanley Nelson, optometrist, 715 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
And welcome back to Axel High School. We're at the half between Marysville and Axel. The Bulldogs are on top of the Eagles, 24-16. Let's take a look at your scoring stats here first for the visitors. Marysville is led by Matt Hawley with 7 points, followed by Kobe Schrader with 5, followed by Brayton Faulkner, 4 points, Jackson Rader with 3, Alex White, Owen Neatfelt with 2, and Ben Kirkland with 1 point. For Axel, they're led by Mitchell Bussing with 6 points. Isaac Detweiler added in 5. Quinn Bussing and Derek Bussing with 2 points each, and Cody Talbot with 1. At the end of the first quarter, Marysville led it 10-7. then outscoring Axel 14-9 in the second quarter to get you to our halftime score here at 24-16. We'll go ahead and take a timeout as we're still at the half here. We'll come back, talk a little bit more after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KNDY.
Kramer Oil of Marysville has expanded their services. As colder weather approaches, you need to start thinking about your heating needs, and Kramer Oil has you covered with bulk propane delivery in Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties. It's one-stop shopping for your fuel oil and now propane delivery service. Kramer Oil offers contract buying to lock in your price and 10 cents off per gallon on your first delivery. Call Kramer Oil at 562-2466 to order today.
December doorbusters at Hometown Lumber and Hardware are just in time to finish up those projects before the end of the year. Get the Plastic Professional Woodworker Folding Sawhorse for $34.99. And Milwaukee Utility Blades are just $7.99. Make sure there's plenty of light in your shop with an LED work light, complete with tripod for $85.99. These are just a few of the great doorbuster deals you'll find at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
At Galloway, Wiegers, and Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. This is Attorney Coleman Younger, and I invite you to visit with me if you have a need for legal services or advice regarding an injury accident, divorce, or child custody issues in Kansas, Nebraska, or Wyoming. I can assist in representing you fairly and bringing resolution to complicated matters of domestic law and other issues. Call for a no-obligation appointment today at 562-2375. Galloway, Wiegers, and Brenniger at gwblaw.net.
And welcome back to Axel High School. We're at the half. The visiting Bulldogs of Marysville leads it 24-16. In case you did not catch our first ball game of the evening, the girls' action, Marysville, they won their first ball game of the season here in the opener, 49-31 over Axel. Kind of give you a recap here. Scoring, the Marysville was led by Sammy Bartles with 14 points, followed by Maddie Rotobaum with 10. Grace Lauer had 7. Linda Franco had 8 points. Macy Raver with 4. Emily Dressman, Eva Peschel, and Jordan Wheeler with 2 points each for Marysville. Kinsey Feldkamp led the way for Axel with 12 points, followed by Bree Porting with 7. Corey Schmelsley added in 4 points. Lillian McClellan with 3. Jordan Smith with 2. And Aspen Bussing with 1 point. Marysville led the whole way. They outscored Axel 14-7 in the first quarter. Then outscored Axel 12-4 in the second. It was 26-11 at the half. Marysville on top outscored Axel 15-8 in the third. It was 41-19 going into the fourth quarter. Axel did outscore Marysville in the fourth, 12-8. Lady Bulldogs win it over Axel, 49-31. Again, we're at the half here in the boys' game, where Marysville leads it 24-16. We'll take a timeout, come back, get you ready for half number two after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KNDY.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Santa! Is it really him?
Ho, 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 ho! Settle down, buddy. I have to tell people about Blue Valley Technology's Christmas gift.
Ho, 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 ho. Is it gumdrops and candy canes?
No, buddy, even better. $100 gift card. Upgrade your internet today and have some extra cash for the holidays.
Presents! Contact Blue Valley Technologies for details.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no.
discovered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Contact your local farmers insurance agent, Stacy Latta, now licensed in Kansas and Nebraska, at 562-5269.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Dave's Body Shop and R&K service in Marysville.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable, see your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Time to clean the house, but you just don't want to, right? Legacy Cleaning Services will come to the rescue. They do carpet cleaning, air duct cleaning, and vinyl floor stripping and waxing. Plus, they do emergency water damage cleanup 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, plus so much more. Locally owned and operated, Legacy Cleaning Services has top-of-the-line equipment and training to handle any and all of your cleaning needs. Call Skyler Price at 785-713-1968. Legacy Cleaning Services knows there's all kinds of dirty, but only one kind of clean.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
And welcome back to Axel High School. Just about 20 seconds left up on the halftime clock as we're just about ready to get second half underway. Marysville is already out on the floor. They're just waiting for Axel's getting some last second instructions here. 14 seconds left on the halftime clock. 24-16, Marysville with the lead. Matt Hawley is the leading scorer for the Bulldogs, and Mitchell Bussing leads the way for the Eagles. And here we go for half number two. Of course, we'll have Marysville basketball action for you tomorrow night as Bulldogs will have their home opener. And we, of course, have that right here on KNDY. They will host Sabetha. Axel will start with the ball here in the second half. Clark Warner with it near midcourt. Over the left side to Quinn Bussing. Quinn gives it to Volley. Volley dribble penetrates. Right-handed little scoop shot, no good. Rebounded by Marysville, and here come the Bulldogs. Niefeld quickly up the floor. He'll kick it out over to Rayner. Rayner now over to Dalton Denner. Denner back to Niefeld. Over to Hawley. Out of the right side to Rayner for three. Hits the side of the rim, no good. Volley. Volley fights for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, but it's going to be Axel Ball. You can hear the Marysville fans over on that side. They didn't agree with the call. I couldn't quite see it. Clark Kramer with the ball at midcourt. Ball tipped away by Niefeld. Niefeld with the steal. He's a drive floater in the lane. Hits the back of the rim. Falls in. Owens got four. 26-16. Marysville with the lead. Clark running with the ball. He'll drive to the left side. He'll hand it off over to Quinn beyond the three-point line. Cross-court pass over to Volley. George drives the lane. Nice skip pass to Clark Warner for baseline three shot. No.
KNDY.
With the rebound. And I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, it's 28-16. Over to the left side. Quinn Bussing will put up a shot. It's no good. Coming back the other way. Denner loses the handle. He'll tip it back over to Niefeld. Niefeld, long 2, shot no good. Rebounded underneath by Holly. And what do we got here? We've got a substitution coming into the ball game as Briar O'Neill comes back in. 6:20 to go here in the third quarter. Cody Talbot checking back into the ball game. And they'll inbound it to Raider. Raider lose the handle. He'll tip it out to Niefeld. He'll put up a three-point shot in the corner, and it is good. Warner with the ball. He'll bring it up. Now over to Cody. Colby Talbot. Colby hands it off over to Volley. Volley dribbles it back. Back over to Quinn. Quinn, left side. Kind of a fight for the ball with Raider, and I believe Jackson's called for the foul, and he is. That's his second. First foul of the half, so no shooting. And we got a whistle here right away. They passed it to Mitchell Bussing flying to the hoop, but it's going to be a foul on Jackson Raider, and that'll be his third. Inbound to Quinn Bussing. Bussing. Talbot at the free throw line. Shot no good. Rebounded by Schrader. Schrader to Niefeld. Niefeld quickly up the floor. Drives. Shot no good. Mitchell Bussing gets a piece of it. Now to Warner. Warner crosses midcourt. He'll hand it off over to Volley. Volley. And he'll drive to the top of the key. Talbot left side. Looking for the cutter. Gets it up over to Quinn Bussing. Bussing looks at the hoop. Over to Warner. Now over to Mitchell Bussing. Bussing. In the volley, volley high off the glass and good. Oh, 31-18, Marysville with a lead. 5:14 to play here in the third quarter. O'Neill with the ball, now up top.
KNDY.
And Niefeld hits a three-point shot. That's his second three of the third quarter. 34-18. Talbot with the ball, now dumps it off the Volley. Volley moves to the handle, and he'll get it right back, flips it up and in. Marysville with the ball with the left side to O'Neill. O'Neill back up over to Raider. Raider. Lose the handle, he'll get it back to Niefeld. Niefeld. Little layup in the lane, up and good. ...36-20, Marysville with the lead. Talbot with the ball on the left side, and Niefeld tries to snatch it away, and a jump ball is called. Faulkner and Kirkland in for Marysville. J.J. Hart, Isaac Detweiler, and Derek Bussing back in. Niefeld with the ball. He'll bring it up across midcourt. They'll dump it off into Holly. Holly off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Mitchell Bussing. Derek Bussing. Gives it to Quinn. Long pass over to Isaac Detweiler. Drives the lane. Lays it up and in. Marysville coming back over to Holly. Holly off the glass. Shot no good. Faulkner fights for the rebound. Talbot comes up with it. Gives it to Isaac. Isaac bobbles with it, but he saves it before it goes out of bounds. Now to Derek Bussing. Bussing going to have a traveling call. Being fouled with the ball. Over to O'Neill, and he'll put up a little floater off of the right side. It's up and good. So Briar O'Neill in the books. And a three-point shot off the mark. No good. And Quinn Bussing gets the rebound. We're going to have a foul here. Thank you. Waxel with the ball over to J.J. Hart. J.J. gives it right back over to Derek Bussing. Bussing into Isaac Detweiler. Detweiler back to Quinn. Quinn off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Kirkland. Kirkland quickly up the floor. And we're going to have a traveling here called. J.J. Hart with the ball. He'll bring it up across midcourt. And we got a timeout called. We'll take one as well. Marysville on top, 38-22. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
2:40 left to play here in the third quarter. Marysville on top, 38-22. It'll be Axeball on the far sideline. Lobs it up over to Quinn Bussing. Bussing. And we got a foul here. I believe it's going to be on Ben Kirkland. It is going to be on Kirkland. That's his second. Isaac Detweiler with the ball. Lobs it over to Quinn. Quinn Bussing on the right side. Ball tipped. It's loose. Fight for it. And they're going to say it is kicked. And it's going to be Marysville ball. Kirkland, ooh, nice pick. And what do we got here? That was a nice pick by Alex White. As he called for the foul. And O'Neal with the ball. Pump fake. Nice move. Ryan O'Neal with 4 points. Marysville on top now, 40-22. J.J. Hart with the ball. He'll lose the handle on him, but he'll get it back. Now I'm going to Quinn Bussing. To the right side. Holy with the ball. Dribbles to his right. Now the top of the key. Comes back. Dumps it off to Quinn Bussing. He's going to drive the lane. Off the mark. Gets his own rebound. And he's going to be fouled. And who'd they call this on? I believe Holly. Yep, that's his second. And Quinn Bussing's free throw is good. And the free throw is good by Quinn. Marysville with the lead, 1:48 left to play here in the third quarter. Hollywood the ball over to Dalton Denner. Denner, what do we got here? A foul against Axel. That's going to go on Mitchell Bussing. Well, inbound it. Over to Schrader. Schrader. Now over to O'Neal and... his three-point shot is no good. We're going to have a foul here underneath the basket on the clear out going for the rebound. That's the seventh team foul, so it's going to be 1-1 as that Tradle's first foul. And George Boley is going to go to the line. He He's got 4 points. Make it 5 as he hits the free throw. And the second free throw, that's no good. Marysville coming back the other way. Denner to the left side. Now up over to O'Neill. O'Neill, the right wing. Now up top over to Holly. Holly underneath is Schrader. And it looks like he stepped on the line. So Volley better do something with it. He'll get it in to Isaac Detweiler. Almost 10-second violation or 5-second violation. And O'Neill is going to steal the ball, but he is going to be called for the carry. J.J. Hart with the ball, and he'll drive the lane, and what do we got? Well, one says foul, one says charge. What do we got here? That's going to go. Well, what's okay, it's going to be against Marysville. That's on O'Neill, and that's his third. Neufeld checking back into the ball game. J.J. puts up the free throw, bounces up high, and in it good. So J.J. Hart in the books with 1:08 to go here in the third quarter. Marysville on top, 40-26. Lefty's second free throw rattles in and good. Marysville with a lead. Hamilton ball with 1:05 to play in the third quarter. Denner with the ball. He'll hand it off over to Neufeld. Neufeld drives around to the right side, still with a dribble. Now he'll pick it up over to Denner. Denner, left side. Now back up top, over the right wing to Neufeld. Neufeld to Schradl. Schradl to Denner for three, and it is good for Dalton Denner. Over to the right side to Isaac Detweiler to Volley. Volley, skip pass to Quinn. Quinn busting, cross-court pass to Isaac for three. Detweiler shot no good. Rebounded by J.J. Jackson. Now over to Volley. Volley, one dribble, hands it off over to Mitchell Bussing. He'll come around to the right side to Isaac Detweiler. Up top to Volley. Volley, guarded by Denner. Now he'll drive back to Detweiler. Detweiler out over to the left side. J.J. Hart in the corner for three, and it is good. J.J. Hart with his first field goal of the ball game, and Quinn Bussing steals it and puts it up at the buzzer. Does not fall at the end of the third quarter. Marysville on top, 43-30. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Freeze CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Freeze, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Freeze CPA, downtown Marysville.
Hi, this is Jen with Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to wish all the area athletes the best of luck this season. Come see us at Alliance Insurance, 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
The stockings are hung by the chimney with care, but what's going in them? Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville has doodads, doohickeys, thingamajigs, whatchamacallits, and what's-its for everyone. Like black squirrel coffee, candles, candies, lotions, lip balms, mugs, keychains, hats and gloves, sports gear, toys, and all manner of thingamabobs to go in those stockings at Reflections Hallmark.
8 more minutes back up on the clock as we go to the fourth quarter. Marysville on top, 43-30. Axtell with the ball. Start the fourth. Mitchell Bussey now with a Clark Warner. Warner, left side, Quinn Bussing. Bussing, cross-court pass to Mitchell. Mitchell Bussing for a three, and it is good. He's got nine. And it's now a 10-point lead for Marysville. Raider Hill respond. It's a three-point shot, though, or takes a three-point shot. Hits the front of the rim. Quinn Bussing, bounce pass to Clark Warner. Warner, back up over to Quinn. Quinn Bussing. Now to Mitchell. Mitchell Bussing, left side. Now to the top of the key. Pump fake drives. And Warner for three. Shot no good. Talbot with a rebound underneath. He'll get it back over to Talbot. Now over to Derek Bussing for a three, and it is good. So back-to-back three-pointers for Axel will start the fourth quarter. As they cut into this deficit here, Marysville leads it 43-36. Marysville with the ball to the right side to Raider. He'll put up the three-point shot, and it is good for Jackson Raider. Bussing, top of the key, gives it to Mitchell. Mitchell out over to Quinn Bussing. He's going to to Warner. Now to Bussing. Quinn Bussing with the ball on the right side. Three-point shot, back of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Schrader. Down the floor, over to Alex White. White, nice pass to the right side to Kobe Schrader. And he's got 7 points. 48-36, Marysville with the lead. 6:04 to go here in the fourth quarter. Mitchell Bussing going down low to Quinn. He can't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. Holly with the ball over to Denner. Denner, left side. Now over to Niefeld. Niefeld to Raider. Raider drive. Gives it to Denner. Denner on the baseline, right side. Shot no good. Rebounded. What do we got here? Well, we got a travel here. Niefeld with the ball at midcourt. Now over to Raider. Raider back to Denner. Denner puts a little floater up. Shot no good. Rebounded by Mitchell Bussing. Bussing to Warner. Warner up the floor. He'll kick it out over the left side to Derek for three. Derek Bussing shot no good, but going to have a foul here on Colby Talbot. Volley back into the ball game. And we're going to have a timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Have you ever had the experience of having someone wait on you that acted like they were doing you a favor? Or someone who makes you feel like you interrupted them from doing something else? A positive attitude. That's what you get when you bank with us. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
5:13 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Marysville on top, 48-36. Owen Neat with the ball. He'll call out the play as he'll bring it up across midcourt. Swings over to left side to Denner. Denner looking inside, nothing there. Over to Schrader. Schrader in the corner over to Raider for three. It is good. He's got 9 points, 51-36. Marysville lead, and Trader's going to intercept the pass. Gives it to Niefeld. Niefeld up the floor over to Raider, and the pass is off the mark, and it goes out of bounds. So Axel will get it back with 4:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Marysville leads it 51-36. Warner with the ball over to Derek Bussing. Bussing near the top of the key. Now over to Talbot, but they battles it up with Holly, and I believe Matt's called for the foul, and he is. That's his third. Got a one-and-one situation here as Colby Talbot will go to the line. He's got 1 point. Free throw is up.
KNDY.
Rebounded by Schrader. Schrader now to Denner. Denner up the floor. Back to Schrader. Over to Raider. Now to O'Neill. Denner with the ball. Dribble penetrates. Euro step. Rolls in and out. No good. Goes out of bounds. And it'll be Axel Ball. Clark Werner with the ball. Now with a volley. Volley near the volleyball line. Picks up his dribble to the right side to Clark. Werner looking for the cutter. Gives it to Derek Bussing. Bussing drives, shot no good, and going to have a foul here on Talbot. And that'll be his second. Holly will inbound it to Raider. Raider jogs the ball up the floor. He'll cross midcourt. 4 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter. Marysville leads it 51-36. And the traveling is going to be called on Schrader. Over to the right side. And the ball tipped away. And here comes Marysville. Denner with the ball. Quickly down the floor, out over to Holly. Holly, three-pointer, shot no good. Nice rebound there by Schrader. Kicks it out to Raider, and he'll hit the three. One thing I remember from Marysville last year, they definitely were not afraid of that three ball, and they've been hitting it pretty good here. It started out a little slow, but here in the second half, fourth quarter alone, they've hit three of them. And over and back called on Axel. Marysville has hit 6 three-pointers in the second half, three of them here in the fourth. Isaac Detweiler and J.J. Hart into the ballgame for Axel with 3:13 to play here in the fourth quarter. 54-36, Marysville with the lead. Nice pass there. Isaac Detweiler is going to be called for the foul on Kirkland as he got the pass from the backdoor pass. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Stetweiler's third. Kirkland's free throw is good. Yeah. 55-36. Marysville on top with 3:10 to play here in the fourth quarter. And the free throw, front of the rim, no good. Holly with a rebound, nice pass to O'Neill. He'll put it up again. O'Neill with 6 points. And it's now 57-36. Marysville with 3 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Mitchell Bussing, his pass is saved by Detweiler before it goes out of bounds. Detweiler goes, nice bounce pass. Nice pass to Mitchell Bussing, but a little too hard and it rolls off the front of the rim. Denner with the ball, quickly up the floor, over the right side. Three-point shot by Kirkland, no good. O'Neill with the rebound and put-back attempt, and he is fouled. It doesn't fall, but he'll go to the line to be shooting some free throws. John Foley, that'll be his third. O'Neill with 6 points at the line. Shot no good. second opportunity is up and bounces around. No good, but rebounded, put back by Ben Kirkland. In the move, if you're playing horse, whoever that was just got knocked out because he jumped up, caught it, put it on, and Kirkland then will be called for a foul, reaching in on Quinn Bussing. That's the 10th foul, so it's a double bonus here as Kirkland will pick up his third. Quinn Bussing will hit the free throw. Second opportunity is good. So Quinn will hit them both. He has got 6 points on all of them from the charity stripe. Denner with the ball to the right side to O'Neill. O'Neill to Kirkland to Denner. Denner makes a nice little move as he cuts back to his left. Shot no good. Rebounded by J.J. Hart. Hart up the floor. He'll go out over the volley. Volley now to Isaac Detweiler to Quinn Bussing. Bussing drives. Nice pass to the left side to Detweiler. Shot no good. J.J. Hart, the shortest man on the floor, gets the rebound. His shot, though, no good. Rebounded by O'Neill. O'Neill up the floor to Denner. Denner for three on the left. Shot no good. Holly with the rebound. Back out to Denner. Denner kicks it out over to Kirkland, but he's called for the travel. And we got a timeout. Axel's acting like they called timeout. No, just a substitution. Brayden Jones checks into the ball game for Axel. Talbot goes out, or actually Quinn Bussing goes out, excuse me. J.J. Hart with the ball. He'll go over the left side to Isaac Detweiler. Detweiler up top now over to Mitchell Bussing. Bussing to the left to Jones. Jones, nice bounce pass to Volley. Too hard off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Alex White. Now over to Kirkland. To the left side, over to Hawkinson now in the ballgame. His shot no good. Rebounded underneath, and I think they're going to get a foul on Holly going over the back here. Well, actually, they called that. That's going to be on Mitchell Bussing. That's his second. So a one-on-one situation for Holly, and he'll hit it. He's got 8. That's his first point of the second half. Zach Haefeli now checking into the ballgame for Marysville with 1:26 to play here in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs on top, 60-38. Holly's second shot is good. 61-38, Marysville, 1:26 to play here in the fourth quarter. J.J. Hart with the ball. He'll bring it up across midcourt. Still with the dribble. He'll try the left side. The volley, it's tipped out of bounds by Schradl. He'll stay axe the ball. They'll inbound it to Detweiler. Detweiler to the left side to Volley. Volley, dribble penetrates inside the three-point line. Over to Mitchell. Bussing for three, and it is good. Mitchell Bussing with 12 points, 61-41, and Marysville takes the timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage. Because they're such pros at taking things, they not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
And we're going to have a foul here called on black number one for Marysville. And I don't have a one. Well, I did. Gavin Pichel. I think that is him. But I gave the roster to Coach Brown where there was a whole bunch of them, more than what fits on my scorebook. They cropped one out. I think maybe that might have been a mistake, but I believe that is him. But that timeout was just to bring in subs. 61-41, Marysville with the lead. Haefley with a drop step in the lane, shot no good. Rebounded by Isaac Detweiler, quickly down the floor, and the bucket is good. As Owen Strothman, the freshman, is fouled, and the bucket is good, so he'll go to the line for the three-point play. The foul was on number 10, and free throw too strong, and looks like it's going to go out of bounds and be Marysville ball. Number 10 is Drew Padgett. And Marysville bringing the ball up the floor. Connor Hawkinson out of Padgett with 15 seconds to play. Zach Haefley with the ball on the wing. Now up top. And a three-point shot on the way. No good. And Haefley will track down the rebound. And we're going to have a whistle here. We'll have a foul in the corner. And who they call this on? On Braden Jones, and that'll put Zach Haefley at the line for a 1-1. It's just the eighth foul. And front of the rim, no good. J.J. Hart with the rebound, and that'll be the end of the ball game. Marysville wins it 61-43. We'll take a timeout. Come back, take a look at your stats after this. You're listening to high school basketball on KNDY.
Napa Know How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know How.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent John Bannister would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve. Discounts may vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm agent, 1022 Broadway in Marysville.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Distributed locally by Pepsi Bottling Company and Marcan Sales, Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Diet Dew, Gatorade, teas, water, and a variety of other soft drinks and sports drinks. Refresh with Pepsi Cola today. Covering Northeast Kansas sports is the Marysville Advocate, your local source for Marysville, Valley Heights, Frankfort, Axtell, Centralia, Hanover High Schools. Local news and sports. Subscribe today to the Marysville Advocate.
Just like our area athletes work each day in practice to perform at their best in the big game, the staff at Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer, work daily to provide the best parts and service experience when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. We know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
At United Bank & Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank & Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You
you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A good livestock shed will provide your livestock with a safe place from storm, snow, and high winds. Hometown Lumber and Hardware has portable livestock shelters that give your animals the space they need with plenty of headroom for horses. They come in a choice of colors and are built in Marysville to your specifications with delivery available. Provide your herd and horses with a beneficial shelter. A quality-built, portable livestock shed from Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
It's time for CanEquip's Service Advantage. CanEquip's goal is to help you eliminate equipment downtime so you have more profitable uptime. Perform all of the preventive maintenance your equipment needs during this season's window of opportunity with genuine New Holland parts and service. Save during CanEquip's Service Advantage with reward cards, extended parts warranties, special financing backed by genuine New Holland parts, and rewards on lubricant and filter purchases. Visit them at CanEquip in Marysville. Hurry in. Offers end December 31st. Terms and conditions apply.
Sunflower Community Credit Union celebrates a new location, new name, and new program. Debit for a Difference allows your debit card use through Sunflower to benefit teachers in your local schools in Marshall, Washington, and Nemahal counties. Through this grant program available to all teachers who apply, funds from debit card use accumulate and are shared for needed classroom supplies and teaching aids. The more members use the program, the more benefit to our community. Stop by to learn more or contact Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville.
And welcome back to Axel High School. Marysville wins it 61-43. Let's take a look at your scoring stats first for Axel. They were led by Mitchell Bussing with 12 points, followed by Isaac Detweiler with 7. Quinn Bussing added in 6. J.J. Hart, Derek Bussing, and George Foley with 5 points apiece. Owen Strothman with 2, and Colby Talbot with 1 point. For Marysville, they were led by Owen Niefeld with 14 points, followed by Jackson Rader with 12, Matt Holley 9. Kobe Schrader added in 7 points, Briar O'Neill with 6, Ben Kirkland and Brayton Faulkner with 4 points, Dalton Tenner with 3, and Alex White with 2 points. Marysville led it at the end of the first quarter, 10-7, outscoring Axel 14-9 in the second quarter to take a 24-16 lead at the half. They outscored Axel 19-14 in the third. It was 43-30 heading into the final quarter. Marysville outscoring Axel 18-13 in the fourth quarter to win it 61-43. So Marysville opens the season at 1-0. Axel will fall to 0-1. The Eagles will play tomorrow on the road. They are at Waubonsie. And Marysville is home against Sabethan. We will have that game on KNDY AM, excuse me, and that'll be tomorrow night. So once again, it's a Marysville sweep. The Lady Bulldogs won it in the game opener here tonight, 49-31, and the boys defeat Axel 61-43. That's going to go ahead and do it for me, Ben Keller here from Axel High School. Thanks for listening, and good night.
Since KNDY first went on the air in 1956, Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska have had a friend they can count on for entertainment and information. Thanks for tuning to KNDY.